continue in our teaching, what's causing Jesus to weep today? Our text is found in St. John chapter 11 and verses 32. Then when Mary was come to where Jesus was, she saw him and fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. We brought out in part one of this teaching how Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus, was more or less blaming Jesus for Lazarus dying. Don't you see us today? Can't you see how we sometimes, as God's people, can be blaming Jesus for things not working for us? Because note something, when they sent for him, he tarried 4 days later. He didn't come when they first called him, to make it plain. He didn't respond to them when they thought he should have responded to them. And because he didn't move when they thought he should have moved, when Lazarus died, they have to blame somebody for Lazarus dying. Don't you see today how we could be seeking the Lord for things? We could be asking him to do things for us. And because he didn't respond or didn't move or didn't give us the things that we ask him for, we blame him. And note something, what we don't understand, when you consider all the things he has brought you through in the past, think of all the tests and the trials and the tribulations, the hardships you have gone through, that you're still here. You're still on the planet. You're still breathing. He brought you through all of that. And while he was bringing you through, he was developing your life for something greater from him. But because we didn't understand the purpose of him not getting us out as quick as we thought he should have got us out, we start blaming him for things going wrong. And you see, this is what's causing Jesus to weep today. As I brought out in part one, how we can be blaming him. And number two, we could be doubting him because of what's happening to us. Jesus is weeping today because people are dying and going to hell when they shouldn't have to go. Jesus is weeping today because his glory and his praises are being bestowed more on people rather than him. See, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So now when Jesus, verse 33, therefore saw her weeping, it was something when Jesus saw Martha and Mary crying. Know something. Mary began to cry. The Jews also weeping, which came with him, he groaned and was troubled. He became disturbed when he saw. This shows us how compassionate our Savior really is, how he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities, how he's moved over things that disturb us. But what makes him weep today is when he have brought us through so many things, and then we turn around and start doubting him. We start questioning him. We start blaming him for things he did not do. And note something. She was actually saying, Lord, Lazarus would be alive if you would have came when we first called you. Look at the attitude she had. Look at the attitude we have today in the body of Christ. Sometimes we can have an attitude with him because he didn't give us certain things. We don't want to praise him no more. We stay home. We don't want to go to church. We are not faithful and committed no more. So you see, that's what caused Jesus to weep. Because instead of us praising him and worshiping him for who he is and not for what he can give to us, that breaks his heart. Because it's almost like we are serving him for the stuff he's giving to us. And that should not be the case. In verse 34, and say, where have you laid him? Now Jesus is replying to Martha. Say, listen, where is Lazarus? They say, Lord, come and see. Verse 35, Jesus wept. I brought this out in part one of this teaching. That is the shortest verse in the Bible, yet the most powerful verse. Because to think about our Savior, our Redeemer, our ransom, God's Lamb, who will take away the sin of the world, now we see a side of him that many people never dreamed that existed. How Jesus is crying. Jesus is weeping. Tears are running down from his eyeballs. You know what to weep means. You know what to cry, how to cry. But for the word to show us how Jesus wept over Lazarus dying, yes. But greater than that, he wept because the people still did not believe him after all the things they've seen. When you look at it today, what's causing Jesus to weep today? Because of all the things he's already done for us, and yet we sometimes as his people still turn around and doubt him. We still blame him for things not going right. Sometimes we blame him, and yet he have nothing to do with what's going on. See, many tests we may go through is to perfect that which concerns us. We all know the story of Job, and I don't want to really get too deep into that, but in the end, all what Job went through, Job didn't understand in the beginning how he lost everything he had. But you know, Job, at the end of chapter 42, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. But now, before we go any further, Job's character was developed through all what Job been through. And sometimes we miss the purpose of why Jesus don't respond to us as quick as we think. Because there are still areas in our life that he's perfecting. He's developing our character. See, the Bible says a man's gift, make it room for him and bring him before great men. Now watch this. We may have gifts that will make room for us. But if you don't have the character with the gift can get you places, but your character can kick you out. I think you caught that. See, if you have gifts, and everybody have gifts is right. But what I'm saying is the tests and the trials that we are going through is developing our character so that the gift that's going to make room for you, once you get to the places he wants you to get into, you would have the character to stay there and to keep moving. Sometimes people can have gifts but no character. But tests and trials will refine your character along with the gift. You got too many people gifted but no kind of character, no kind of morality, no kind of conviction. So what I'm saying today is what's causing Jesus to weep today is because, number one, sometimes we doubt him. Number two, people are dying and going to hell who shouldn't even go because he died to keep us from going to hell. And then number three, Jesus is weeping today because his people is giving his glory and his praise more to humans. You're listening to this teaching on today. What's causing Jesus to weep today? And you may think it's kind of strange to hear about a Savior crying, about a Redeemer, the one who paid our sin debt, actually crying. Is that possible for a God to cry? Our God even crying. Our God being broken, yes. And what breaks his heart is sin. Because sin separates man from God. That breaks the heart of God. When people are still out of fellowship with him because they have not come to understand what his son has done for them. And my purpose today with this teaching is to inform us as to why Jesus is crying today. And if you're listening to this teaching today and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, the Bible says this, God is angry with the wicked every day. Simply meaning, God is upset and he's disturbed because the person that's wicked can die like that and be eternally lost. And that's breaking the heart of God when he sent his son into the world to be the savior of this world. And people still die without the Savior. They die in sin without the Savior. That's what making Jesus weep today. And if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, my friend, you don't have to perish. You don't have to go to the lake of fire when you leave this world. You could have a new beginning of life today. Your life don't have to stay the same. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. So my friend, Jesus is weeping today because people are dying without him. I pray today that you don't die without Jesus. It doesn't matter how good you are, how many people you help. If you haven't given your heart to Jesus Christ, you're a sinner. But guess what? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. But you don't have to remain to be a sinner, my friend. You can become a saint today simply by giving your life to Jesus Christ. And my friend, you cannot cause Jesus to weep anymore because you're still in sin. For the wages of sin is death. You don't want to die like you are, my friend. Because if you die in sin, you will go to hell. But it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to accept him, you want him to stop weeping over your life because he cares about you. He cares about where you will spend eternity. But if you die in sin, you will be lost, and that will make him weep. So my friend, if you're ready for a change of life, stop what you're doing right now. Bow your head for a moment and repeat this prayer from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. I believe you shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died. You was buried and you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for changing me. I thank you for giving me a new beginning of life. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will not have to weep over me anymore. I surrender my life to you today. Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit and seal me until the day of redemption. And Lord Jesus, empower me to tell others about you. Empower me to share this word with others, how that you're weeping today because men are dying in sin. And Lord Jesus, I thank you. I will not have to die like I was born, but I will die born again. And I give you praise, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for a mass conviction over your spoken word. The listeners of this message, Master, Holy Spirit, move upon the hearts of the hearers, upon the minds and the spirits of those listening to this message even now, opening our eyes to see why Jesus is weeping today, because of all the things that your people sometimes blame you for. And Father, I thank you so much for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name. What's causing Jesus to weep today?